I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, August 28th. A group of about 50 migrants slept outside the Wollaston MBTA station in Quincy on Monday night. The migrant families, most or all from Haiti, had their belongings stacked outside the T-stop last night as well. They had to leave hotel rooms where they'd been staying on Monday because emergency relief funds ran out. Thanks to a grant from the United Way, volunteers from the Boston Immigrant Justice Accompaniment Network had been paying for temporary housing, but now the grant money is gone. On July 9th, Governor Healey announced migrants seeking shelter would no longer be allowed to sleep inside terminals at Logan Airport. The volunteer organization, which has been helping the Haitian migrants, said the governor should greenlight rainy day account funds for emergency shelters to offset the humanitarian crisis. Healey has said the state's emergency shelter system must be capped at 7,500 families and is beyond capacity. The governor has asked the nonprofits assisting them to bring them to family welcome centers so they can be referred to a temporary respite center. One of those centers is located nearby at Eastern Nazarene College in Quincy. However, under the state policy, which is partly aimed at controlling costs, a family which takes up to a five-day stay at one of the state's respite centers is ineligible to apply for a more permanent shelter placement for 6 months. The United Way said it provided a $75,000 grant, along with the Boston Foundation, to the community group. The United Way continues to fund up to a dozen safety net shelters around the state. The T has reported no issues and said that it is committed to a clean and safe transit system for its riders. As part of Attorney General Andrea Campbell's ongoing efforts to curb rate violations by temporary nurse staffing agencies, which has resulted in nearly $900,000 in recovery, her office announcing two additional settlements with agencies based in Quincy and Waltham. The settlements resolve allegations that IntelliCare in Quincy and ConnectRN in Waltham each failed to comply with regulations by charging long-term care facilities for nursing services at rates above the maximum rates allowed by the state. Under the settlement, IntelliCare will pay more than $500,000, including more than $236,000 in restitution to affected long-term care facilities and about $270,000 in penalties. The penalties will be distributed to the state's long-term care facility quality improvement fund, which was created to improve the quality of care at long-term care facilities. Under the terms of the settlement, IntelliCare and ConnectRN have also agreed to update their software and practices to ensure compliance with state regulations. Early voting continues in Quincy leading up to next Tuesday's state primary. Registered voters may cast ballots at Quincy City Hall today through Friday from 8:30 to 4:30. Friday is also the last day to cast an absentee ballot. Mail-in ballots must be received at the city clerk's office by Tuesday at 8 p.m. In-person voting will take place next Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at all 31 precincts in Quincy. City Clerk Nicole Crispo is predicting a voter turnout of anywhere from 20 to 30% for the primary. Quincy College recently celebrated the graduation of 21 Boston residents who completed the school's Life Sciences Job Training Program. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu included Quincy College among the first organizations to receive funding from Boston's new Life Sciences Workforce Initiative, designed to create career opportunities for up to 400 Boston residents in the state's life sciences industry. Quincy College launched two biotech boot camps of free four-week programs for the Boston students who will be qualified to obtain in-demand jobs in the industry. Quincy College's biotechnology program has been hailed as a model by the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center, which has awarded the college nearly $2 million in grants. The Arc of the South Shore in Weymouth has a new chairman of the board. Marnell Wall from Norwell was recently appointed to lead the nonprofit agency, which has been assisting individuals with disabilities for 73 years. Wall is co-founder and chief operating officer of Infranet Solutions in Quincy. She's also the co-owner of cybersecurity company Tutus Group. Wall's been on the board of South Shore ARC since 2018, also serves on various town committees in Norwell. Planes are sweeping the Plymouth County area, spraying anti-mosquito pesticides aimed at addressing the deadly mosquito-borne triple E virus. State Department of Public Health announced plans to conduct aerial spraying in Plymouth County throughout the night. Truck-mounted spraying took place in parts of Worcester County. Crews loaded two small planes at Plymouth Airport to help distribute the pesticide. Each plane took off around dusk, carrying about 200 gallons of spray. To date, the state has classified 10 communities as being at high or critical risk for triple E. 13 communities were included in the aerial and truck-mounted spraying areas between Plymouth and Worcester counties. Eastern equine encephalitis, known as triple E, can be contracted through a mosquito bite. Some people may show no symptoms when infected. For others, the virus can cause symptoms, including brain swelling. A rare disease, there have only been roughly 115 cases of triple E in Massachusetts since experts first detected it in 1938. State officials last grappled with a triple E outbreak in 2019 and 2020, documenting 17 human cases with 7 deaths over the 2 years. Officials announced this year's first human case of triple E earlier this month after a man in his 80s was exposed to the virus in Worcester County. In Plymouth, town officials have taken steps to keep community members safe, closing town parks and fields from dusk until dawn. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 9 points. The Nasdaq rose 29. The S&P is up 8. Asian stocks mostly lower. The dollar rose. The euro is down. And oil at $75 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox snapped their losing streak, beat the Blue Jays 6-3 at Fenway last night. Series continues tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, hazy, warm, and humid with a high of 88 degrees. There's a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. For tonight, gradual clearing, a low 67. Tomorrow, partly sunny at a high 74. Sunny 73 on Friday. Cloudy near 80 on Saturday. The marine forecast calling for 2-foot waves. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 knots become northwest, increase to 20 knots later today. High tide, 7:27 a.m. and 7:43 p.m. Sunrise, 6:05, sets at 7:23. Reminder, Four River Bridge scheduled to open tonight at 6 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, August 28th.